Well, have you ever considered switching your pet to a vegan or vegetarian diet to either help the environment or your pet's health? Well, you may want to think again. A vegetarian diet may in fact be doing your cat or dog more harm than good. To discuss more about vegetarian and vegan diets for our pets, I'm joined by Rachel Alavina, an Associate Professor of Veterinary Science at the University of Queensland. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you.
Now, what's the main thing we should be concerned about when it comes to vegan or vegetarian diets for our pets?
Well, I think we really have to worry a little bit more about our cats than our dogs. So cats are very much geared to be carnivores, and they don't do very well at all on meat-free diets. There's a number of health issues we really have to worry about if we take meat away from a cat's diet, and they can end up with heart disease, liver disease. Some things can go wrong with their eyes, and even if a mother cat is pregnant and she's not eating meat while she's pregnant, the kittens can have birth defects and things.
Can you talk a bit about why vegan or vegetarian diets might be okay for humans but maybe not for our pets?
Yeah, sure. So it really has to do with how our bodies are built and how they function. So when you look at an animal, any kind of animal, you can tell what sort of diet it's going to thrive on based on what its teeth are like, so the shape of its teeth. So animals that are geared up to eat meat, like lions and tigers, they have really pointy, sharp teeth. And animals that eat plants for a living, like horses and cows, they have quite flat, grinding teeth. And also the length of their guts. So carnivores have really, that's meat eaters, they have really quite short guts. And herbivores, they're animals that eat plants, they have very long, very complicated guts that help them break down all that plant fiber. And us humans, we're really in the middle. So we were designed to be omnivores, and that's to eat both meat and plants. And I think that's why humans can do really well when we choose to switch to vegan and vegetarian diets, because we're really adapted to eat plants and be happy on those plant diets. So it's really, you know, fine for people to go vegan or vegetarian. But if we look at our pets, especially dogs and cats, they have really pointy teeth, they have very short guts, and they're really designed to run on meat. Dogs, more so than cats, have evolved to bring some plants into their diet, and they do very well on mixed diets. And it's really that physiology, so how their body is working, that determines what is good for them and healthy for them to eat.
And I guess it's important for people to know that their bodies just can't handle it. Are vegan and vegetarian diets for pets becoming a trend amongst some pet owners?
Yes, definitely. There's been a major increase worldwide in people being interested in this, and there's quite a number of companies now that are starting to promote vegan and vegetarian diets for pets. It's definitely taken off a little bit in Europe and North America, and I think we're starting to see quite a bit of it here in Australia.
Now, there's vegan pet food products already out in the market. Are these products nutritionally insufficient for our pets?
I think we have to be a bit careful about them. There has been quite a number of studies looking at what's in those diets, and a lot of them haven't been proven to be sufficient for pets. There are sort of understandable reasons why that might be. Our dogs and cats, they really need a lot more of certain nutrients and a lot more protein than we need as humans, and it can be quite challenging for them to get those nutrients from non-meat sources, so vegan sources. And when these diets have been analysed in labs, often, even though the manufacturers might have the best intentions, sometimes the diets have come up being short in some of the really important nutrients. There's a particular one that's super important in cats called taurine. It's the one that keeps them. It's an amino acid, so it's part of a protein which comes out of meat, and fresh meat's really the best source of it for cats. And if they don't have taurine, then that's when they start to have, you know, the heart issues and the eye issues.
And some of the reasons why people end up doing this for their pets is for ethical reasons. Do you think it is ethical for an owner to put their pet on a vegan diet?
I think it's really great and really ethical for the owners to be on the vegan diet, and I, you know, fully support that. But I think we have to be really a bit cautious about putting our naturally meat-eating pets onto these vegan diets. When I've gone through and had a look at what's available, a lot of the companies and even organisations that are suggesting this as an alternative, they're cautioning owners to be really careful about certain things. You know, particularly the owners need to check the urine of their pets. Which, you know, checking the wee of the pet, that seems quite difficult, I think, for some people, because these meat-free diets, they change the balance of the acid and the alkaline in the wee of the pet, and the animals that are on the meat-free diets, they can be really prone to bladder stones, and I've seen instances where bladder stones have caused, you know, fatal disease in dogs and cats. So even the people that are, you know, proposing that these diets are a good idea, they're the ones saying, "Oh, you've got to be really careful of this." So I would worry about the ethics of potentially creating health issues in dogs and cats by giving them these diets. But I don't, you know, I think it's a great idea for people to explore it, and I really would hope that people consider. That, you know, the health and well-being, and that's not only the physical body but also the happiness of a dog or a cat, is something that's also ethically important. So I've got a dog and he eats bones and he really, really enjoys them, and he just gets them occasionally as treats. And I feel like he enjoys it. It really looks like that. So, you know, there's a psychological aspect to keeping that animal happy and allowing it to do what it wants to do, but, you know, there's some very, very valid animal welfare concerns that people that are vegetarian and vegan have. And perhaps they should have a chat with their vet or try and find an animal nutritionist and perhaps think of a middle ground that they might be able to feed their animals less meat, but then maybe have some meat-associated foods in there occasionally, just so that they're balancing not only the animal welfare of the animals that maybe use for meat, but the animal welfare of their pets as well.
It's a very important thing, and I understand it's tough for a lot of people, but our pets, especially cats, need to have some meat, and I thank you so much for explaining that to us in great deal, Rachel.
No, thank you.